Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Talaq. Primarily, there is a single narrative which is reported in this regard, which has different chains of narration. Primarily, these are two chains of narration. Both of them are reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, as far as the text of his narrative is concerned, it is found in Al-Wasit, which is Wahidi's tafsir. The words are, Man qara Surah Talaq, Mata ala sunnati Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which means that a person who recites Surah Talaq, he shall die on the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as I said earlier, the text narrated in Salabi's tafsir is exactly the same as well. Here I'd like to point out the fact that as far as Al-Wasit's narrative is concerned, Hafiz ibn Hajar says that it's absolutely concocted and fabricated. And perhaps the reason for this is the existence of Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim, and Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom I'll just read out the comments of various Rijal authorities, which Hafiz Mizzi has recorded in his Tehzeeb al-Kamal. Thus, Yahya ibn Ma'in regards him to be laysa bishai, and another comment by him is that za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. Similarly, Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musuli says that he's laysa bihujja, and Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani regards him to be ghayr al-siqa. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim say that he is Zaif, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he is Matruk. Another opinion of Imam Nasai is that he is Laysa Bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And another opinion of Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash is Kazzab, that he is a liar. And Abu al-Qasim al-Bughvi says that he is Zaif al-Hadith Chittan. So it is evident from these details that why Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded this narrative to be concocted. And since both these narrators also exist in Salawi's tafsir, there is no reason that we should not regard the Salawi's narrative to be concocted as well. So all in all, we can say that these narratives have absolutely no basis. We should totally disregard them. And perhaps the best way to reap the blessings of reading a surah is to read it with a good translation. And this is the only way in which we can have a living relationship with that surah. Because unless we are able to understand that surah, of course, it cannot affect our own practices and our own actions. And the best way is to understand a surah is to read with a good translation, to deliberate on that translation, and to communicate its message to others. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.